Yo, my
shit. Can you flow on this one? Yo. And put that one next to me?
Yo. Check the beat, yo. It's Max. Yeah, this the podcast. Turn it up, man. Your ass might land. Three doozies. I mean three stooges.
Huh.
Me and my niggas. Huh. Yeah, we make the pussy oozes. Never choosing.
Come on.
Oh, love a brother.
Huh.
Fat man. Yeah, never undercover.
Cause on top of shit. Cause he I like Bubba. Big
yeah.
Skeeter.
Yeah.
Oh, ugly mother.
My nigga just got alpaca on his head. Yeah. It's just a carpet. About to kill the fucking flow. I mean the Russian rug. It might be Persian. I hit a bad bitch. She was a virgin.
She was a Persian. Pussy was never touched.
Yeah.
Nigga had it done. Never hit her in the butt.
Let's go.
Never that. Nigga had to bring it back.
Work out.
You know I had to work. I had to kill it on the track.
That's all right.
Got the money,
yeah.
Nigga flick a stack,
yeah.
Nigga had to do it, had to kill it just like that,
yeah.
Cause he had to kill it like that,
huh.
Yo, and the boy about to smack,
yeah.
He laughing like Goofy stepchild, I'ma hit him in the head, boy, I'ma get
okay.
Child,
yeah.
Let's start it.
Yeah, okay, y'all,
we the podcast.
Man, cut that off, man, shut it down. Y'all, this is Too Real for Radio, we going too live. Today.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Your boy, Roni the Kid. What's going down today, fellas? What's going on?
Man. Oh, let me just say it's your boy, Jess. Yep.
It's your boy, Maximum Overdrive, man. We're going to be on chill today, man. We're not going to give too much.
You going to be chill? What,
I'm going to try to be
what, you hot?
But you know,
you look hot. You sweating.
You can't be chill. Like you started this whole thing off bad. I'm just going to put that out
there.
It's on me?
Man, what'd you say in the intro? I don't even remember, but it was something foul.
Something
not aligned. Another episode my mom can't listen to.
We're going to make this episode for your mom. Oh, we have to do a Mother's Day podcast. That would be dope.
When Mother's Day
is May.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming up. At the Plies show.
I haven't seen my mom on Mother's Day in so long.
Wow.
Been in school, bro.
You should Skype her.
Yeah, we definitely.
Maybe. Ooh, that'll be dope.
That'd
Skype
be
us into some virtual, like, roses or something.
What you going to get your mom for Mother's Day?
Man.
Probably a card and some other stuff. I might send her some flowers.
Y'all get away with the card shit.
I might call my dad and try and send some flowers.
Carried your big ass for 9 months.
9 months?
250s.
Too long.
Switch that pussy. You gonna give me a card, boy? All right, we're gonna
boy. All y'all remember, anything we talk about today, comment.
Comment and subscribe, please.
Subscribe, share, all that stuff. Diamond, we talking to you 15 minutes.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Diamond, playing,
yeah, did she say, what'd she say?
She said, Roni wasn't funny. She
okay.
said, Justin is my favorite all day. I
cool.
believe her. And she said, Maximus was all right, but he needs to watch himself because he ain't that funny.
So she said I wasn't funny?
No, I'm just bullshitting.
My God.
I'm probably not that funny, honestly.
Okay. I'll take
funny.
That. I'm going to get better, baby.
I'm going to get better
you.
Just for you.
I'm
going
to go hit the weights in the gym, baby.
I ain't
so what's
go
going on
gym.
This week, fellas? What's going on? It's a lot going on,
man,
really. No
rules.
What are we going to start at today, man?
Man.
Roni.
Come on.
Where you going to start?
Y'all want me to start it off?
Start it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Get that preaching going on.
I just want to know. I did my reading. I read the rundown of the show. So
you know who's preaching, though.
Matter of fact, let me tell y'all something. Y'all listen to the show, and by listening to the show, you're going to know who read the articles and who bullshit. But anyway, we're going
to
get into the story.
He's
going to talk about his
virus?
Uncle Ray Lewis becoming a Southern Baptist preacher. Ronnie, give these people the history, man.
Okay. So Ray Lewis wanted to basically get online and go on a little rant about gun control and how Black Lives Matter. But I didn't know he was, you know, Martin Luther King's stepson, nephew, uncle. Ain't he a sports reporter?
Yeah.
Did y'all listen to the clip? Or
yes.
should I play it?
Can you play it for the people?
You want me to play it?
Before he played this clip, y'all, the football player Ray Lewis that played for the Baltimore Ravens, linebacker, has turned Southern Baptist preacher. Do you hear me? Can I get a...
He taking a collection.
Y'all listen to, listen to this, bro. This is right stupid.
Let's just talk about the shootings in 2015, that was 179. 2016, that was 271.
Yeah.
January 1st to March 31st.
That's all right.
Alone, 2015, that was 359.
That's all right now.
2016, it was 677.
Let
preach,
him use
preach.
The shooting victims in 2015,
wow.
It's 204. In 2016, it's 319. From January 1st to March 31st, it was 411 in 2015.
That's like you're crying.
The 677.
Now, y'all, that goes on for another minute, but y'all get the gist of our young preacher, brother.
Podcast, put y'all offering on the TV and send it to this podcast, Too Real for Radio.
He said 15% because he needed an extra 5.
Brother Ray Lewis has turned to the Reverend. But you know what? On the serious side, I'll be the serious guy today. I'm with Ray. I'm tired of it. Like, I'm sick, dog. Like, I'm sick to my stomach. How us as young black men can go out and just kill each other over something as petty as just looking at me or maybe a shoe or maybe because you got a little bit more money than I or, you know, female, anything. It's not that, worth it. Man. But it's like they already have a genocide. You know, it's genocide on a black man.
For sure.
Yeah. And for us to just help the people out, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys thinking, man? Y'all stop that stupid shit. You can't have no fight. You can't fight no more. Because if you beat somebody up, guess what's coming next?
That leg.
Bang, bang. Chief Keef. Like, so, I mean, at the end of the day, man, like, I feel Ray Lewis, like, he really pouring out his soul, but he'll hopefully sound like a preacher on that, too.
For sure, for
Pass
sure.
Pass me the offer. What you think?
Why'd he go in on Black Lives Matter, though? Like, what's the...
But see, that whole Black Lives Matter is like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. You know, the man made them our black leaders. We never voted them niggas in office. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they just get on news where black people, and you don't never notice he on black people.
Did you talk to him about your issues?
Who?
Jesse Jackson or L?
Nah, I don't even really rock with Jesse Jackson.
Oh, okay. He don't
you know what Jesse, Al Sharpton, I don't know about Jesse Jackson, but I'm about Al Sharpton what? Let me tell you about Al Sharpton.
I used to watch his show on MSNBC. See, my grandmother, she watch it. You know, because I used to all watch all of
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stuff. But the man has made Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson leaders. The real leaders of the black community, guess what?
Did.
Talk to him. Hello, there you go. Ring 200 for Jim.
I'll say what you did.
You feel me though? Like Pop, he was too real. He was anybody that's talking about uniting us and making us think, kill him. Pimp C.
Oh, this is like a documentary on him. I need to check out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying though. So I feel Ray Lewis turned to a preacher, but come on, Ray, chill out, bro. You know who? You ain't taking no offer.
You know who Mamiya is?
No. Who is it?
He's I guess like a civil rights activist, so to speak. He's in jail right now. He's San Quentin, I think. He's in one of those. You know what I'm talking about?
Maximum security.
Yeah, the same thing that Tookie Williams is in. Mm-hmm. But like people are like fighting for him to be released. He's They said that he killed a cop or something like that, but he's fighting that. You should definitely look into that. It's a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah,
but Mamiya, he's
one of those leaders.
Yeah, like dude is speaking to people. He's a journalist. They're speaking to him through jail. Like he's speaking to the masses from prison, like from a cell. And my mom, she actually put me onto him. And like the fact that you got like not just black people, but white people and Hispanics, everybody, you know, listening to what he's saying, and they really trying to get him out because he's actually putting out a real message out there. He talks about the prison pipeline system and the major incarceration rate amongst blacks and how
money,
it's like
big money in jailhouses.
Yeah, it's like a new slavery.
Yeah, it is new slavery because they have stocks and bonds in it. You can buy it. It's a company, and if we don't have no prisons, we don't have no money.
It's free and cheap labor.
Lock them up. Yeah, no doubt. But we are the targets, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make some license plates. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when you make your decisions, sometimes you got to think, man. You don't want to be in jail making license plate wrestling with Big Bubba every night trying to stay on your back.
Press the stops.
Do you hear me? Taking your noodles to shit.
I couldn't go to jail.
Me neither.
Nah, I wouldn't.
I seen the episode of The Boondocks. It made me just change my whole...
What's the name of that movie?
I want no parts in jail, bro.
Remember the movie where the guy was from Inglewood? He was a swimmer. And then one guy was like a gangster and another guy was doing something and all three of them got in trouble. And they all went to the penitentiary. Yeah, you guys don't
know. No, sir, I never seen that movie.
Man, okay.
That must be one of the bootlegs you got at the barbershop.
I'm going to tell you guys the name of the movie. It's a real good movie. I think it's called Choices.
The choice you should have made not to talk about that. But anyway.
Can you imagine Maxie and Jim?
Yeah,
he'll
slap the shit out of one of y'all.
Damn, I wouldn't be in there. All
right, bitch, bend over.
Talk that nigga through the phone like, you good? You good? Oh, my. I'm sneaking in these donuts, man. Don't say nothing. Ugly.
Hey, Ron, smuggle me them donuts in. Put them in your booty cheeks.
Chill the fuck out. You are a hoe. If y'all see this nigga face right now, oh, my God. Y'all, chill.
Oh,
okay, y'all need to chill.
So you do with your Uncle Ray Lewis being a preacher?
Yeah, Uncle
but I feel him, though. And then Chicago, man, Chicago is out of control, man, like, for real. So I feel Ray Lewis. But you know, Ray Lewis was involved in some gunplay before, too.
Uh-oh.
Hey, didn't he have, like, the hoes on the yacht or something like that?
He beat a murder case, man. So
he beat a
allegedly, let me say that.
Allegedly, yeah. But he went to trial for it, shit. But he beat it, so he's not guilty for it. He just had to go through it. You hear me?
Oh, shit.
So what, man?
Man, look.
What you got on your mind, Mister?
The album coming out soon. Y'all need to know.
What's your stage name?
Huh?
What's your stage
name? I don't know what my stage name. I just go by Jess. You know what I'm saying? If you want to reach me, it's Jess.
Wait, I got a question.
J Dolo Solo. You know what I mean? Kid Cudi's brother.
Can I ask you?
Scott Muscutti.
Can I ask you a question?
I don't want you to ask me no question because it's gonna be stupid.
What type of artist are you? Like, what?
You a pop rap artist? Uh-huh.
What type?
Are you talking about my mixtape?
I thought you trying to plug yourself in.
Oh,
he sure sound like he was talking about himself.
No, he said the mixtape.
No, I was talking about Views from the Six. But what I was really talking about, yeah, that's what I was really mentioning.
He got a whole roommate, but Drake, look, Mike, keep going.
Yeah, he really do got a whole roommate. That's my boy Odeezy, though. But
Bethany was Drake's roommate?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
3 months, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
hold
three,
up. Y'all
three,
break this
months.
Down for me.
All right, so Drake, you know, Drake working on Views. That's my nigga, you know what I mean? Team, that's the team right there. OVO, you know what I mean? That's my people. But
oh, you know them personally?
Not really, but
oh, okay.
You know.
He said one day. He's speaking
one
about
day.
Fate.
I follow him.
Speaking to existence. Face. Speaking to existence. You know what I'm saying? Face? Napoleon Hill?
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But.
To meet Drake.
and Odeezy.
Okay.
You know? So, yeah.
Some hoe-ass nicknames. Odeezy.
He got nicknames for some Odeezy. They're going to be like, damn.
They're going to have a dance.
He got a whole nickname for him. They'll have a dance officer.
When I see people with blonde hair walking on campus and whatnot, I just be like, y'all trying to be like my friend. You know what I'm saying? Be your own person.
You next?
I heard you.
I'm not next.
Oh, you heard the same thing?
He finished the story.
I was trying to tell it.
I can tell it.
Interrupt that shit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dumbass, bro.
Bling-a-ling here, man. Work out on
this. We about to do this right now?
You and Odell Beckham with Drake.
Yeah, they're rooming together. But see, this is how I look at it. Odell.
When you was with them? Oh,
I'm going to be there at OVO Fest. That's in August.
Oh, so you're not staying in the
So make sure, yeah, you can see me on, what's that app? Snapchat, all that stuff. You can see me because I'm going to definitely be.
So what's the app? Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm old. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to be.
Never mind. Continue.
He's a ruler. You know, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, bro. They just be talking, boy. I just want to hear himself. But,
My God.
But yeah, so Odell and Drake working on the album. Odell been staying with him because Odell out there in Toronto.
Okay.
And so Odell like, why would I pay for a hotel room? My homeboy got a spot.
A same big thing. Ass man.
You know what I'm saying? People looking at it weird, but like if Kyle was in New York, if I go out there, I'd be like, yo, what's up?
I need
you know
a
what
place
what
to stay, B.
Yeah.
I can tell you where closer hotel is. You
nigga,
can do
fuck
it,
you. Fuck you.
Nah,
but I mean, I feel like, and then shit, that big ass mansion Drake probably ain't gonna be there.
Nigga got a grotto. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, what the fuck?
A grotto, bro.
I don't even know what
you
the fuck
they got
that
bitches
is.
In it, though?
Probably.
It's kind of like a nice little.
Bitches? I know, I'm just
nice
being
little, oh, okay. Come on, I was gonna explain it to your big dumb ass.
Okay,
but don't.
Hey, man, you come on, man. The bitches coming over there every night, man. You got two of the hottest.
You ever been to one of their parties?
Dudes under 30, like, together over there. You know, of course they're gonna come through see. Beckham and Drake. You think Drake be throwing Beckham balls? Pause, though.
The way I just looked at him.
Boy,
like,
I'm saying you don't think he's throwing the balls to him? The
mean?
Football, bro.
Oh, like
let's play catch. Head ass.
Hey, why you say it like that?
Odell and Drake sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Look in that.
Hey,
night, nigga.
That's him dissing. Hey,
slumber party.
You know what I'm saying? I rock with Drake.
I apologize, listeners. Go ahead. You rock with Drake?
Yeah,
rock with Drake. Fuck Drake. Yeah. I'm down with Kendrick, nigga. I don't mean
Kendrick.
Why you gotta be fuck Kendrick? I mean, fuck Drake if you're gonna be with
why
Kendrick.
Why you pointing this way?
Because you can't be a Kendrick fan. You cannot be a true Kendrick fan and fuck with Drake until Drake go ahead and squash that beef. Now, when Drake,
I think it's
when Kendrick
hit
me on the, when Top Dog and Kendrick hit me on the line, it's like Big Max, you know, you can fuck with Drake. That's what I'm. He's still gonna be a whole ass nigga to me because he let a nigga pee on him. But oh yeah, nigga peed on him. Don't play. That's what I'm saying.
Why,
y'all,
why you bringing up? Come on,
sorry,
oh shit, who was it? T.I.'s yeah. uncle.
And he got slipped by Puffy.
Bringing up. Oh,
okay, I'm
on.
Sorry, Drake. My bad. From the sick. Let me shut up. But I smash your bitch ass at ping pong. But back to the story, bro.
I did see his weak ass.
Yeah, he
ping
trying
pong.
To play ping pong. Whoop his ass. Hey, K Dot, put a meeting
but
on.
Here goes. So here's this a further question.
Ping pong.
So who running the
The game.
You're running the game right now.
Shit, Jay-Z in the game, so it's like forever until he decides to get
but I mean,
his
like,
face.
I mean, like,
out of them two?
Like, not even out of them two, but like just charts wise, now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay-Z on some mogul type shit right now.
Yeah, Jay-Z, yeah, he don't even count. Right,
it's like saying Jordan the greatest, but yeah. But, I mean, really, it's nobody's really running because everybody had their
own. Who's the best active rapper is what you're asking, correct? Wow.
Yeah.
You can't say that because, you know, I'm going to be biased. So,
we can ask Ronnie.
So, I'm curious. What's your
the best rapper, like, content, lyrics, and all that?
Yeah, like, who?
That's a lot, though.
Kendrick and J. Cole,
he's metaphoric,
bro.
Is a him bitch. And J.
Cole, but like, it's only one. Like, who is? Like,
but Big Sean is up there too. He ain't the best. He ain't the best.
But see, you got a list. When I say content,
I need a list. I need to be able to write. Sean, I just need like a group of people. Yeah. If I can have a group,
yeah. But like number, I would say Kendrick because the content, the thickness of his word, what he's trying to go
messages.
With, his message. Like, you got to think what's going on with us, bro.
His he's delivery.
The only one. He's on. Like, when you do an album to Pimp a Butterfly, when you step out on face as an artist, because K-Dot, his first album was like, people's like, how the fuck you going to come back with this sophomore album and you just smash this freshman shit? How you going to top that shit? But he did great to me because his book, Pimp a Butterfly, is like a history lesson for ignorant niggas that don't know what's going on. He's trying to educate us, bro. But people think he dumb. Like, the white people gravitating more to that album than we are. That's crazy. How ironic. He said he just sold a million copies, right?
Yeah, but my thing is heat.
But that's what I'm saying. But the average black man, remember Nas had got all, and they was like, damn, I can't understand Nas tripping. That's what us as black people, we do is when somebody's trying to give you a message. But for me, it was courageous for K-Dot to take a chance and say, you know what, I'm going to make a conscious album. I'm going to tell these boys what's going on. It's because you listen to it, he give you the game, bro.
Yeah.
He telling you who you is. We kings and queens, King Kunta, all that. Like, he real. J. Cole, like, I cut for him because his album is the same thing. There's no such thing as a life better than yours. He has a message behind it. Big Sean, I like him because he has a message, but he's like that medium, like in all of, because he on the pop side and he can give you that country shit because he's from Detroit and he knows the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you respect people that tend to know the struggle because right. I feel like you talking about the struggle, I can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? They can relate to it. But if you ain't never been through that shit,
you why you talking about it?
You a Jew, bro. Chill out. You run through the six with who? Your woes?
Oh my God!
Come on, I'm just being real. So I'm gonna keep it 100. They might come kill me. We might not even get to do the podcast no more. Drake is a fucking actor being a rapper, bro. He's fucking getting a Grammy right now.
I mean, we're, y'all just
he's getting a Grammy.
1 second, just throw that out there. If they do get this man, we are going to continue the podcast.
No, I'm just saying. So to me, he's an actor. He's an actor playing the role of a rapper, bro.
True.
You feel me? Degrassi, you know what I'm saying? So I'm nothing against him, though, because I 0 to 100 real quick. He's creative.
Yeah.
He's smart.
His songs are live. Exactly. That's why people fucks with him. His songs
there you
are
go.
Live.
So, but it's just something I choose not to. I don't just like, that's going to be the first thing I pop in because I'm older. Like, he's more for the girls and he'll sing to you. You want to hear him sing and stuff like that. Nothing against him because he hard. He got the numbers don't lie. So, if you say you don't really like Drake.
He pray over pussy.
Justin
is out.
Oh, he did. I'm gonna stop talking. But what I'm saying, numbers don't lie. So for me to say Drake is just weak, I'll be a hater, just to be honest. Like, you a hater if you say he weak because he's not. He's in that category, but he's just not number one in my book. Now, however, you could defend this nigga in your thesis right now.
Justo, he's always defending people.
Okay. But I mean, but
I come correct though. Just want, you know.
Yeah, you good. I mean, but well, that's your opinion. I'm entitled to mine.
No,
so
no,
I want to hear your opinion though. About
I definitely. I don't even think Drake's the best. Like, I never even thought that.
Okay.
I like him just based off of just. I think me and him.
His creativity.
Good.
He's a franchise rapper, but
not even as rapper. But me and him would be good friends. That's how I look at it. Just like Odell, New York Giants has never been on my list as favorite.
But you just think he a cool dude.
He a cool person. I fuck with him.
If we talking about hanging out with people, it'll be Chris Brown all day. That nigga life. Him, Chris Brown.
I think Chris Brown get me killed.
Yes, I
was
gonna say I'll be cool with Chris Brown, but it's just the fools that's around his ass. Yeah, God damn. You look at Chris Brown, you might get stuck.
Him, Chris Brown, and Justin Bieber.
Nah, Justin Bieber.
Bieber, nah. Bieber
and Justin Bieber.
I'll hang out with. Boy, Justin Bieber. Okay, y'all. This man was doing a show, okay? He's a little ugly ass with this little weak ass hairstyle, 90s.
The fake ass Backstreet
outfit
Boy.
Going on. Don't get too hot on
all right,
Justin Timberlake. Try to dance ass nigga.
Yeah.
He was doing a show, right? And he's singing, you know, it's too late to be sorry. That bullshit. So he started walking down on stage, right? So he starts hopping and shit. And this nigga gonna bust his ass. I wish I could show y'all the video, but this shit was so tragic. Like, when he was walking down the stage or running, whatever you want to call it, skipping. He's probably skipping, little girly ass boy. He was probably skipping down there. But he, like, the way the stage was set up, there was water on it, which I don't really understand why there was water on it.
You know they be throwing bottles and whatnot.
This was like a lake type
maybe a pool
shit.
Of
like
sweat?
A, like a, no, bro. Like, they did this on purpose.
No, he got dreads now. Oh.
He got dreads?
He got something. I don't know what's going on. Ugly.
But we still fuck with you.
Bieber.
I want to call him Justo, too, because his name's Justin. But anyway, you can be on the show, too, if you want to, Playboy. I mean, you just can't be singing that sorry shit, even though I fucks with the song. Just I don't want you singing that shit on here. Man, but...
I think Justin Bieber just need to lay off that yada. Like, all drugs not for everybody, man. Stop doing that powder, because you saw that water. What the fuck, man?
Come on. He had to be on something.
Yeah, he always on something. But and he like, he when he called black people ass. Niggas and then apologized.
He busted his ass. He on that,
that yada.
He got an amazing PR team.
Because yeah, he, that... he always bounced back no matter what. But that's Justin Bieber.
White girls be saving him.
There you go.
13-year-old.
Teeny boppers. What
do they call it, like B-Bets or something like
that?
Yeah, Bieber
it's, fever? How
do you know? Believers.
I watched the...
Bieber fever? What do they call like Bieber Lance? Like,
the iHeart?
Yeah, I watched that shit.
That's where we need to be. The iHeart radio
wait
station?
Till we go.
You know?
Yeah. It's going to be dope.
But look.
It's going to be awesome, dude. Awesome.
So Justin Bieber smoke crack. Is that what you telling us, Ronnie? You a crackhead, or you just saying he needs to stop drugs?
Them words never came out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, you trying to get people in trouble.
I'm just saying he shouldn't be skipping across stage where you know there's water. I mean, it's not too logical. Hey, but that's just me.
No homo, but this next door I have, because so we can get out your home watch. I know that's your favorite.
You
so.
Know it's my friend. I'm just, you know, I just got to, everybody, crack on their friends. No pun intended.
That's your best friend? That's my best friend. Motherfuck. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, check this out, guys. I have a story. It's a guy. He was blessed, like, enormously. I guess you would call it blessed. The man with 10-pound penis says life feels great and says silicone boost has left him ready to play. So
why were you reading this article?
Because... This is for the ladies.
This boy's
bro.
Probably up at night going like, ooh, I found a story.
He tried to get on your ass.
I did.
Y'all don't want to see who his friend is, though. Check this out. God. So this is the question.
You trying to say y'all Facebook friends, bro.
Let me tell y'all something else.
He on your ass.
Relax.
Just
check
be poking
this out.
That nigga. Look,
this dude went to the doctor. You know, most people go to the doctor. They get a boot injection. They get hips, titties, whatever. How you know? This nigga went to the doctor and got his nuts enlarged. He got silicone put in his nuts. Check this out. His shit is 10 pounds. So my question is to the ladies. Are you guys ready for that type of shit? Like, can you imagine 10 pounds of dick, like, beating your shit up? Like, ladies, how do you feel? And Justin, feel free to chime in. And
you are a hoe. You are a hoe.
I have to get it back from earlier.
Ladies, please just leave comments on that shit, because that shit is wild.
Yeah, we not even talking about that
shit. You just want to let the niggas know. You just want to let these females know what the
y'all
fuck is going on in these streets.
I'm better stop playing. Nigga, pull out a 10-pound dick, bitch. You better run.
Hello.
Something getting split.
Because that vinegar ain't going to help.
Yeah, you ain't going to snap back from that, baby.
Bitch, you going to need a gallon.
I don't even know Jesus is going to save that pussy after that.
My God.
You out of there, my sister.
Man, I don't even know why I read Brony story, but I apologize, y'all. Don't let me lose my
mind. I knew he was going to come with some foul.
Some foul ass shit, bro.
So what about the...
I just want to say that J. Cole was really just running the game. That was from earlier.
Yeah, go back to... But y'all ran from the seven.
Oh, yeah. I said Drake is a... He seemed like a friend, but... Rap wise, I would definitely wouldn't even put him like at the top. His stuff that he's put out lately is weak to me.
Who, Drake?
Yeah.
What was the last hardest album that he had?
Take Care.
You think really? That was the last one?
Yeah.
I mean, single. Not an album.
If you're reading this, single. You're too late.
It was like throwaway tracks. It was alright, but it wasn't like. See, because whenever I listen to music, I always compare it to like the greats, you know what I'm saying? So.
Drake just has a different vibe that I feel like can't be.
But
he's
come hard before. So if you hear like his old stuff, if you hear
rapper.
Underground Kings or Lord
he's
knows,
rapper,
you know what I'm saying?
Can you call him a Srapper? Does that make sense?
I mean, LL Cool J is someone like that. If
what
you
a Srapper?
Yeah.
Drake, this is your new genre, Srapping.
But he's like he's come hard before. You know, if you listen to Take Care, what's the first album he put out? Thank Me Later. If you listen to his old mixtapes, they all hard. Like he was nice.
I was actually banging one of his albums recently, Comeback Season. That shit there.
See? Like that
Comeback Season, Room for Improvement, them hoes. Well, I like Comeback Season.
He sang a lot on some of those, but
true, but you know, the shit goes.
Which is fine. Like it's fine, but he's not like Cole, you know, today. Drake is Drake.
Yeah, see, and that's and you're rich and like Cole and Kendrick, you seem like you listen to them, you getting that substance, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
Drake
is sure.
More like a super.
And he said it. He went Hold to pop. Up. So he said it, but it's the thing. The thing is, I think he got lazy. He's biting off other people's flows, like you can tell. And
that
he's
ghostwriter probably running.
Yeah,
out
it's a lot of ghost. It's a lot of ghostwriter. I'm really starting to believe like this.
He got a ghostwriter. Yeah,
because he like if you think about okay. If you add up all the stories that's happened since like 2010, because you know me, I'm a journalist. I write all this shit down.
You look like a journalist.
You know, thank you. He No, that's local. We don't do that.
Okay.
But anyway,
excuse the fuck out of us. Shit. You know
what I'm talking about?
Damn. But look,
CNN. You know? Rolling Martin.
With Anderson Cooper. Cooper 360. What is it? Is that what it's called?
This last.
Thing is stupid. No, we don't do that.
No, I'm gonna be like Big Boy. That's gonna be me, Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Sway. Shout out to Sway.
Hey, bro. Can you fuck them? Shout out. Come on, man.
I was trying to tell y'all. Keep. You know what I'm saying,
bro?
Look. No, I'm rude.
Look. Drake, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, so look. Big Sean, right? Big Sean came up with the Super Duper flow, right?
Yeah. Super duper.
You remember that?
Yeah, he stole
it. Punchline rap shit?
Go, yeah.
All right. Drake took that.
Talk
right
to
right
him.
You know what I'm saying?
Ray Lewis, stay at.
Drake took that.
Okay.
And then the Migos flow. Drake took it.
Anything that get hot, he took.
The Sauce
Twins all dance.
The Sauce Twins came after him about it.
And they took that.
He took that. They call Drake a culture vulture.
Yeah, he is a culture vulture.
Every time a team is hot, from Kansas to Louisville to Kentucky, he wear Kentucky what on these hoes? Better recognize. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Drake. This is my boy. But I am not a stan. I am not a stan. Look, I will tell the real. Drake is out here stealing shit, you know.
Look. Appetizer ass.
You know what I mean? Drake,
real shit
Aubrey
here,
Drake Graham.
Shoplifting
nigga,
ass boy. Yeah. I'm about to get hot
look,
on you. Five finger discount ass
soul,
boy.
Because I'm yeah, a very, you know.
You just realized that for he had everybody fooled. But you know, if you really listen, you'll figure
but
it
you,
out.
You
yeah,
discover
if you listen,
the truth.
You figure,
I ain't gonna lie,
I am,
expose that.
I am, you know, I am a very creative person. I like to believe. I don't even like to believe I am. Shit.
You look like a kid.
You know what I mean? Okay. Kanye Amari West is my uncle. Best believe that.
Yeah.
And
this nigga middle
name.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
And Kanye and Jay-Z, you know, like those are the creatives. You know, like that's it. That's Hov and Yeezus. You know what I'm saying?
Not
and then
Yeezus.
You have me,
Escobar.
The Holy Trinity.
Ooh. Where'd you find this dude? Hey, who mans is this?
Yeah, what you got
who
on
mans
today?
Is this?
Huh? You got on. That's why he was late. You got on.
Look. Oh, and I did. But I make beats too. I gotta make beats. So
you got a mixtape.
You doing a podcast.
You beats,
or you doing a commercial.
Podcast, uh-huh. Journalism.
I'm doing everything.
So you through with your story, you're going to just
no,
do your
look,
commercial.
Look. This is what I'm saying. Cole is like, the way he just puts stuff out there, like you listen to when he was at St. John's to now, like he's putting out content that's worth listening to, right? Drake, nobody cares about you running through the six with your woes. Like no, like what do you? He's trying to stunt, and that's like stunting. Like that's not cool no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's like I say the same thing about like Future, right? Tyga, better yet, the kind of music they give, right, is like fast food rap. Like it's gonna die.
Yeah.
Within
no
a few
substance.
Months.
You know,
substance.
Not good for you. Yeah.
And that's what Drake is putting out.
Yeah.
If you're reading this too late, whatever. That's not. There's no substance.
So
you're saying
he's not giving out 100% beef.
He's not giving out. Take care. He's not giving out. Thank me later. Nothing was the same. Was I.
But see, right. I believe sometimes when artists just they get comfortable, man. Like you at the top of the game, people say his name, he just So I could just
what they do?
You know. Oh, okay. So you a hoe? But so anyway, artists just be like, I feel like right now Beyonce, like I love Beyonce. She H time she represents.
You really?
But the latest song that she has out, what's the with
Formation?
That Formation go hard. What you mean?
But, I mean, no. I'm saying, not Formation. What's after Formation? It's another.
There's another one after Formation.
She
drop a song every
That's
4 months.
Saying.
I don't
but
really
this,
fuck with
this
it.
This new song, I'm like, come on, man. You just threw something out. Like, come on, man.
Like
to me, when they get to a certain level, but they can do it because us people as fans, they allow them to. Like, because y'all go purchase that bullshit just because they name
and
them.
And they ain't
going to
get hot on her ass. Like,
come
Beyonce,
on.
What is this bullshit you don't put out? But if they said some shit like that, then she really going to come
hard.
Yeah,
she going to come
hard. Drake,
piss off. You piss Beyonce off, she going to come hard.
So basically what we saying, Drake, we trying to get on your ass so you can bring us better music.
I'm
like,
not,
you know,
just
this album, Drake's last, this album is about Views from the Six, which I'm excited about.
I ain't gonna purchase it, but this
Views from the Six.
Views from the Six.
He didn't say what part of the Six he was at, huh?
Oh, okay, go
ahead. This album, it can make or break it. And I was talking to my friend about this. He didn't agree, but that's because he's stupid. Look, Meek Mill just put him out there, right? Yeah. And Meek Mill is corny to me, but he really did have some shit right on him with this whole ghostwriting thing, right? So if Drake's album is not hot, it could really end his career. And I say this because the hood is gonna stop fucking with him. Like, off the bat. And when the hood stop fucking with you,
you out of there.
You out of there.
You can't Chris because you can't go to new concerts no more.
Yeah. The pop side will only last so long if you ain't got that hood. Because, you know, in today's day and age, like, you want the hood on your side.
You gotta have it. It makes you feel like a complete rapper. Because if the hood ain't fucking with you, the black people ain't fucking with you.
Exactly.
You feel like, damn,
and if the black people ain't fucking with you, the white people ain't fucking with you. Because you ain't cool no more. If you look at it like that, why you think Taylor Swift is trying to get with the black people?
Yeah.
She did a song.
Fuck Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she reaches. She culture vultures. Just like Iggy Azalea.
I was watching that dumb bitch. I was watching the black people control the music. Exactly. Fuck both them bitches. Yeah,
but that's who the people
They just seem like they just got, like, they just the best shit in the world.
How the fuck Macklemore get a fucking, let me shit back. Like, come on, man, just for that one song, man, that's all. But it's rigged. I mean, you know, like you said, they run it, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, man, we got these culture
votes. They want people to win who they want to win.
Yeah, that's all it is. You know.
Fuck Taylor Swift, though.
Man, I don't
that's
know.
Why Kanye gonna fuck your bitch ass. Anyway, oh, that ain't Kanye.
Well, then.
So what y'all think about the new track with Jay-Z, Kanye, and
first off, Jay-Z wasn't really even
that's
on
what
there.
I told my man. Jay-Z said two words. That like, bro, I'm not forgetting.
I didn't even hear
balls.
It yet, bro. I'm bullshit.
Jay-Z said what? Three words.
I coughed and it was over. I was
disappointed, bro.
So you sneezed and it was gone.
It was just over. I was like, oh, Kanye. Okay.
I was really disappointed because I wanted more bars from Jay-Z. Kanye did his thing, of course. Yeah, he gonna do it.
But Drake weak on that.
Can
we
Google it?
Find it
right quick.
Keep talking, y'all.
See,
say new song, Kanye new song.
And Kanye, he works like it's his first project.
I think it's Pop Life or something.
And I know quality. See, that's the thing, Drake. Quality wise, his album is gonna come. It's gonna come.
So Drake
complete.
Was on this one too. Is what you're talking
about? Yeah, it's his Pop song. Style it's called Pop Style. Yeah. I don't like both of these songs that he put out. I don't like that Summer 16. I don't like. Like it's
Summer
16.
I ain't like it.
It's alright. Like it's not like. It's just it's like if I wrote an essay for an assignment the day of. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just.
Did something.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I think Jay-Z didn't give him a whole verse on purpose, though. Like, nigga, I don't fuck with you like that.
Can I play
But it's
quick?
Probably something old that they done a long time ago. He's possibly. Like, I'm gonna get back to it and never got back to it. Play it right quick.
Okay, y'all. We gotta listen to it real quick. See what we're working with. Hopefully, we ain't get no ads looking at it.
We're not playing the whole song.
What's up with this? Is? That is not
it. That's not it. Oh, shit, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
Boy, Ron, let me play this song. Ron,
you are fucking fire.
I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I saw Drake with light. Hey, I saw a light-skinned brother on.
I knew from the jump when I saw the likes ratio like that.
I'm shit, so, my bad, y'all. I won't ever do this shit again. And shit.
He is fucking fired.
Hey, y'all. I'm off the show, I guess. Yeah, he fucking. I mean, I guess this is our last one. Can I give my farewell?
Musty nigga.
Real quick.
We're going to replace it with a musty nigga.
I don't think so. I don't think you can.
I can't do that.
I can't find this bullshit ass
song. Tadario. Shout out to Tadario one time. He actually aight, you know? Mm-hmm. He's going to be performing at TSU.
The Spring Fest.
For the Spring Fest, yeah. Opening up for Plies.
Right.
He got a track called, what, One in the Middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the other track?
Four Fingers Down, possibly. I'm not entirely sure. But I heard his mixtape.
Opals.
It was aight. He got a little New York flow. I ain't mad at you.
Pobos and Hipperoni.
I ain't going to
calling all cars.
Hey, chill.
Ready going to jail?
Yeah. Nope.
What wrong
with you? I ain't going.
You know what he's doing?
I ain't going
you
back.
Know why? You know why? Because he a simp. That's why.
Because I'm a what?
A simp.
No, this is a podcast. I'm out to
him. You tripped.
Cut this out.
Cut this out.
Cut it out. That's the police.
You need to cut it.
I had to talk to the police, y'all, so you know.
What you been doing?
Not
messing
with
the booty warrior. You better watch him.
See, here he goes.
Here he goes.
I was about to let him make it.
He was about to.
We was about to log off the podcast.
Hey, can you tell me, you know what I can't stand?
Corny. Oh, he better change this. I'm about to
work
out.
Hold on, we still ain't played a song that I asked y'all to play that y'all got.
This, this has been on my chest all day. This is what you need to
y'all
understand.
See what I tried to do for y'all? I tried to give y'all a little music on this.
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Check it out. Oh, so now we can't be giving this free press, you know?
Exactly. I'm just trying to, you know.
I need to say. It's been bothering me. I can't stand these feminine ass niggas in Houston. I'm sorry, I like Houston, but it's,
San Francisco is the capital, right?
Man, where look, I live. Look, I live in the gayest city in the world. Right. Atlanta, that Atlanta, Georgia.
Who you are?
Atlanta, it Georgia. Make you, right? It definitely doesn't. Okay. Cause Atlanta's still hard. A Town, fuck with your boy. You know what I'm talking about? Bankhead. You know what I mean? East Atlanta. Mama, what's good with you? What's good with you? You know
so,
what I'm saying?
Can I ask you something?
Fulton County. What's
hold
up?
On, hold on.
You know
hold
what
on,
I mean? Grady High School. What's up? A Town.
So you from all those places?
I'm definitely born and raised. Look,
he don't know where he from.
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California, no, Inglewood, Centinella Hospital, but I moved to Atlanta, so you know I can't. I can definitely.
Why did you move to Atlanta? Because the gay population was high.
Ooh, boy, try to come for it.
I'm asking the question.
Were you saying next to Clark or something?
Huh?
Never mind.
No,
too real for radio. I'm gonna catch y'all next week, man. Y'all stay tuned.